The members of the Wizengamot were muttering. All eyes were now on Dumbledore. Some looked annoyed, others slightly frightened. Two elderly witches in the back row, however, raised their hands and waved in welcome. A powerful emotion had risen in Harry's chest at the sight of Dumbledore, a fortified, hopeful feeling rather like that which Phoenix Song gave him. He wanted to catch Dumbledore's eye, but Dumbledore was not looking his way. He was continuing to look up at the obviously flustered Fudge.
"Ah," said Fudge, who looked thoroughly disconcerted. "Dumbledore, yes, you, got our, message that the time and, place of the hearing had been changed, then?"
"I must have missed it," said Dumbledore pleasantly. "However, due to a lucky mistake, I arrived at the Ministry 3 hours early, so no harm done."
"Yes, well, I suppose we'll need another chair. Weasley, could you..."
"Not to worry, not to worry," said Dumbledore pleasantly.
He took out his wand, gave it a little flick, and a squashy chintz armchair appeared out of nowhere next to Harry. Dumbledore sat down, put the tips of his long fingers together, and surveyed Fudge over them with an expression of polite interest. The Wizengamot was still muttering and fidgeting restlessly. Only when Fudge spoke again did they settle down.
"Yes," said Fudge again, shuffling his notes. "Well, then, so, the charges. Yes."
He extricated a piece of parchment from the pile before him, took a deep breath, and read,
"The charges against the accused are as follows. That he did knowingly, deliberately, and in full awareness of the illegality of his actions, having received a previous written warning from the Ministry of Magic on a similar charge, produce a Patronus charm in a Muggle-inhabited area, in the presence of a Muggle, on August the 2nd at 23 minutes past 9, which constitutes an offence under paragraph C of the Decree for the Reasonable Restriction of Underage Sorcery 1875, and also under section 13 of the International Confederation of Wizards Statute of Secrecy. You are Harry James Potter of No. 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey?"
Fudge said, glaring at Harry over the top of his parchment. "Yes," Harry said.
"You received an official warning from the Ministry for using illegal magic 3 years ago, did you not?"
"Yes, but..."
"And yet you conjured a Patronus on the night of the 2nd of August?"
said Fudge.
"Yes," said Harry, "but..."
"Knowing that you are not permitted to use magic outside school while you are under the age of 17?
"Yes, but..."
"Knowing that you were in an area full of Muggles?"
"Yes, but..."
"Fully aware that you were in close proximity to a Muggle at the time?"
"Yes," said Harry angrily, "but I only used it because we were..."
The witch with the monocle on Fudge's left cut across him in a booming voice.
"You produced a fully-fledged Patronus?"
"Yes," said Harry, "because..."
"A corporeal Patronus?"
"A what?" said Harry.
"Your Patronus had a clearly defined form? I mean to say it was more than vapour or smoke?"
"Yes," said Harry, feeling both impatient and slightly desperate. "It's a stag. It's always a stag."
"Always?"
boomed Madam Bones.
"You have produced a Patronus before now?"
"Yes," said Harry. "I've been doing it for over a year."
"And you are 15 years old?
"Yes, and..."
"You learnt this at school?"
"Yes, Professor Lupin taught me in my 3rd year because of the..."
"Impressive," said Madam Bones, staring down at him. "A true Patronus at that age. Very impressive indeed."
Some of the wizards and witches around her were muttering again. A few nodded, but others were frowning and shaking their heads.